I often think what it must have been like for the people living along the Hudson when they first met Europeans. One day, they looked out and saw what seemed to be like a huge bird, the biggest bird anyone ever had seen, moving slowly across the water. And then, when it got nearer, they could see it was not a bird. It was some kind of something that had people on it. And then it came to rest and didn't move anymore. Who were they? Us local people had never seen anything like this in our lives. We only knew our own little part of the river. If you went too far away, you could get in trouble. But living on the river, we had food, oysters and mussels, and we fished. And in the winter, when the river was covered with ice, we caught deer and other animals in the mountains. But this strange, strange thing that we thought was a bird and now we know is not, let's go closer if we dare. And when we came close to the ship, we saw that they were people a little bit like us, but they had very pale faces, not brownish like our faces were. Most of them had some kind of covering on their bodies, not skins like we sometimes wear. And they held out things which they could give us, and we held out things which we could give them. Well, this was the beginning of the end for us, and we didn't know it. After them, in other years, came many, many more. They called them ships. They had lots of words that we did not know, but we learned some of their words and they learned some of our words. And then more and more of them came. And they wanted to live on the shore like we did, but they wanted to live in what they called houses. Instead of living with the cold of the winter, they had warm fires inside their houses. And pretty soon they were cutting down the trees and they planting things in the ground. And then they seemed to take over. They were taking more and more land all the time. And we had a meeting with them. We had to use their language. And they said, "We will give you this and we will give you that." It's true. They had things we wanted. When we had to cut down a tree, we did it with a stone tool, and they had a thing they called a hatchet and a bigger thing they called an axe, and they could cut down a tree so much quicker. And when we heated up things, we could only heat them up in big wooden trenches made of logs, but they had things they called iron pots. And we wanted these things because they were very convenient. But what they wanted was more land. And at this conference, we were sitting on a bench near some of them, and one of us decided to move his seat a little closer to this man, this white pale-faced man. And the pale face moved a little bit nearer the edge of the bench. And then one of us moved still a little closer to him again. And he moved still a little further near the end of the bench. And then when one of us wanted to move still closer, he said, "I'm coming to the end of the bench. You're pushing me off." And we said to him, "Don't you realize that's what you're doing to us? You say you just want a little more land. And a little more land, and a little more land, and eventually, where are we to go to?"